Republican State Representative Jason Villalba of Dallas wanted to know what school and professional school security organizations wanted.
And we spoke with them and we took their input. We understood what their concerns were, what their issues were, and we tried to craft that and integrate their comments into our bill.
Villalba filed a bill to create a new law enforcement certification, school marshal. These marshals would be trained to respond during a school situation where the lives of children were in danger.
I mean, we're talking about a break glass in case of emergency situation. The only instance where these school marshals would have authority to act is in that situation where children's lives are being threatened or taken.
School marshal identities would be secret to all except a school administrator and local law enforcement. They would spend at least 80 hours training, including shooter, legal, and emergency training, and undergo a psychological evaluation. But it would be up to the individual to pay for the certification.
Now, a school district, if they determine that they want an individual like this serving at their school, can, at their own discretion, reimburse the individual for the training, or they can provide, you know, higher compensation for this individual.
House Bill 1009 does not provide any state funding for school marshal certification. That's where another school safety bill may fit in. Last month, a bipartisan group announced they plan to file a bill that would allow local school districts to create a funding mechanism to pay for security measures. Republican Senator Tommy Williams from the Woodlands is one of the bill's co-authors.
What we're trying to do is give local communities a choice. We are not passing a tax. We would leave it up to those local communities to decide if they wanted to fund this, either through a sales tax, if it's available, or a property tax.
If both bills become law, districts across the state could ask voters to create a school safety property tax, and then part of that money could be used to certify staff members to be school marshals. The bill does not preclude a school district from pursuing other armed security solutions. Villalba believes more training may allay any concerns districts or parents might have about allowing guns on campus. Reporting from the Texas Capitol, Ben Philpott, KUT News.